That's it for this, because we're going to leave this shelf for later. And now we're going to go in the back room. This used to be, I think, a pantry of some sort, or in a cloak closet.
As USI archivist Jennifer Green and graduate assistant Alex Hall wrap up their work in the former meeting room of the GAR, they're headed to another room at the Coliseum, which is even a less likely location for irreplaceable historic documents. It's a storage room, poorly lit. Shapes in the darkness indicate it's filled with tables, chairs, cabinets, a couple of artificial Christmas trees, and...
there are records in the freezer.
Yeah, so this is a little freezer compartment on the top of the refrigerator. When you open it up, we see...
or more precisely, a Vital Air model icebox, which sold for around $40 in the 1930s.
I have to imagine for someone whose life has been spent preserving documents, what was your reaction when you first saw this?
Oh, no, 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 not inside a refrigerator. That was my first reaction. In a box in the middle of the room would have been better than in a refrigerator.
Why do you suppose someone would do that?
Probably because they didn't want to get rid of the refrigerator for some unknown reason. And they figured, well, instead of just leaving it empty, we'll just clear off this shelf and throw everything in the refrigerator. And then nobody probably even thought about what they were putting in here, quite frankly. They were probably just clearing off some other space in this room.
More documents and papers come out of the icebox and a nearby stack of shelves.
These boxes might have to live on the loading dock for a few days. I just would want to make sure there's nothing living in here. Silverfish.
What could be in there?
Silverfish could be in here. They love to live in paper environments like this. It doesn't look like things have been chewed on. Normally, I would have expected to find chew marks on all of these manila envelope mailers. Critters love to chew them up and rip them up and then use them in their nests.
Documents collected, the researchers happily retreat from the dimly lit storage room, Green clearly pleased with the fact that the historic materials will be taken away and preserved. She's also excited about what they might learn from the documents.
So what's your haul today?
My goodness. Well, we know that we have things at least going back to the 1880s related to the daughters of the veterans of the Civil War. We know that we have a lot of organizational papers, which I was really hoping we would have to kind of tell us how this group operated, what they did, what their services were like. The scrapbooks are a gold mine. That's going to tell us a lot about local residents, and then we can connect that up with the membership lists.
There are many other documents and artifacts from the Civil War and the Spanish-American War still kept at the Evansville Coliseum. Green hopes they can reach agreements to get those items out of the Coliseum as well and into proper museum storage and preservation before they're lost or damaged. For WNIN News, I'm Steve Berger.